The conversation seemed to be shifting uneasily between satire and a genuine desire to make some money. "And that's just in one interrogation room," said Danny. "If there's a dozen rooms, you're talking money. This is non-sponsored?"
"That's a good question," said Christopher.
"It's state-sponsored, I think.
Would I get more money if it is or it isn't?"
"Now, would we have a special rate for Mossad?" said Danny. We laughed.
"I think we ought to collect royalties," said Christopher. "If I'd written the songs directly for the army, they would pay me, I presume."
"No," said Danny. "You'd be a work for hire. You'd be in their employ."
"Well, I'm not a work for hire in this case," said Christopher.
"I'm not so sure," said Danny. "As a citizen, you're subject to work for hire if the military needs you."
"Well, they could have asked me to volunteer," said Christopher.
He was more serious now. Danny took off his glasses and rubbed his eyes. "Wanting money for the use of your music in a time of crisis," he said after a moment, "seems a little shabby to me." And the two men collapsed into helpless laughter. In the late autumn of 2003, after many faxes and emails had gone back and forth, and I had been security screened by various offices within the Pentagon and the American Embassy, PSYOPs consented to show me their CD collection. Adam Piore, the Newsweek journalist, had said the playlist of songs used to blast at the prisoners had been chosen here at PSYOPs headquarters. The collection was housed in a series of radio production suites inside a low brick building in the middle of Fort Bragg, some 500 yards up the road from where, it was rumored, Goat Lab was situated. I kept looking out of windows in the hope of spotting dazed or hobbling goats, but there were none in evidence. PSYOPs began by showing me their sound effects CDs. "Primarily deception," explained the sergeant who guided me during this portion of the day. "Designed to make enemy forces think they're hearing something that doesn't exist." One sound effect CD was labeled, "Crazy Woman Says My Husband's Never Liked You." "We purchased a job lot," explained the sergeant. We laughed. "Many horses galloping by," read another, and we laughed again and said this would have been deployable 300 years ago, but not now. Then he played me an applicable one, tank noises. The radio suite filled with the rumblings of tanks. They seemed to be coming from everywhere at once. The sergeant explained that sometimes PSYOPs hide behind a hill to the east of the enemy, and they blast their tank noises as the real tanks rumble in more silently from the west. Then he showed me their Arabic music CDs. "Our analysts and our specialists are familiar with what may be popular and culturally relevant, and we purchase that music in order to appeal to the population," followed by their collection of Avril Lavigne and Norah Jones CDs. "How might Avril Lavigne be deployed in hostile countries?" I asked. There was a silence.